Thank you for calling in. How can I help? Yeah, hello. Account number? What is the account number so that I can see, sir? Because by the mobile number, with the mobile number you're calling, I'm not getting any records. That's why I'm asking the account number associated. You must have got the account number on the invoice starting with 80 or 81. So without the account number, how will I get the records if the account is under your wife's name? Then give me your wife's mobile number. Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead.
It's
0402 605. Name on the account, please. Right, got it. Now let me explain you. We have two groups. Okay, for one group, the first working day is the billing date, and for the other group, 18th is the due date. So do you want me to switch you to the 18th so that the due date of each bills falls on the 18th of each month? Let me do one thing. Let me switch you to the 18th group. From next time, or rather this month onwards, the due date to pay the bill will be 18th of each month. Okay? Group with the due date of 18th of each month. Okay, not to worry, Mr. Gibson. From this month only, your due date will be the 18th. Do you want to pay the bill right now, or you want to pay it later? And would you also like to register for direct debit after this payment? So that what will happen is, from the next month onwards, we will auto collect the payment on the 18th of each month, and you don't have to call us or pay the bills manually. And as you have a standalone NBN, your bills will be the same each month. There is no way that your bills will be different, because you are on a standalone NBN plan. So your bill will be $68.09 only. Okay? not required. If you, as you are her partner, if you are giving me authorization to set up the direct debit using your card, I can get that done. That's not a problem. Meanwhile, no, I have opened the billing page. Meanwhile, you can read me the card numbers. While I process the payment and do the documentation, you can speak to her. Go ahead with the card numbers. $67.18 is the due amount. That's what I see. Go ahead with the card numbers. Mm-hmm. 8949. Thank you. Expiry date. /09/2030. Three number at the back. /06/09. Okay. So what I am doing, let me explain you, Mr. Gibson. I am charging your card for the month of December. Okay. Right now. Okay. The payment got approved. So I see the email. I am going to send you a receipt number on your registered email account that you have with us. Okay. And I am also registering you for direct debit. You can tell Mrs. Gibson that from the next month onwards, January onwards, Melbourne Phone Company is going to charge you on the 18th of each month using this MasterCard, using this card that you gave. Okay? If you want to change the banking information with us, you can let us know anytime and we will get that done. So from the next month, do remember the most important part. We will charge you on the 18th of each month. If 18th falls on a Saturday, Sunday or a public holiday, we will charge you the next working day. Okay. All right. Welcome. Anything else? You just made the payment for the month of December. So you are done. Next payment will be due on 18 January. Okay. Welcome. Welcome. Anything else? Okay. Welcome. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.